My name is Ketsia Aurelian, Ketsiaaurelian. This dictation is for Sanjuana Baleza, Sanjuana Baleza. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has progressed from stage 3A and is likely related to urinary tract infection, as well as nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and obesity, period. The kidney functions have revealed a BUN of 26 from 31, creatinine of 1.35 from 1.25, and a GFR of 43 from 48. There is evidence of selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 338.7 milligrams. There is also evidence of mild non-selective proteinuria of 175 milligrams, period. The patient presents with symptomatic bacteriuria, growing E. coli, period. She reports dysuria and nocturia, period. We started her on Cipro 500 milligrams twice a day for 5 days and informed her to contact the office if she does not if her symptoms don't improve by the third day of therapy. So we may order a post-void pelvic ultrasound to rule out potential urinary obstruction, period. Because the patient has evidence of chronic pyuria, we recommend that she follows up with her gynecologist for further evaluation of her uterus and bladder to rule out any prolapses, period. She is otherwise asymptomatic, she is otherwise euvolemic and has stable blood pressure of 118 over 71, period. Number 2, hyperkalemia, which has improved. Her serum potassium is 5.0 from 5.3. We encourage her to continue a low potassium diet and provided her with written information. To follow. Next line, hypercalcemia, which is likely related to possible primary hyperparathyroidism in the setting of elevated PTH of 86 from 62, period. Her serum calcium level has improved from 10.4 to 10.2. We advise her to discontinue her vitamin D supplementation, period. We will repeat the mineral bone disease workup. If the serum calcium and PTH levels continue to increase, we will start the patient on Sensipar 30 milligrams, one tablet daily at the next visit, period. Vitamin D deficiency, and fortunately, due to the hypercalcemia, we had to discontinue the vitamin D supplement. Her current vitamin D level is 25.5, period. We will continue to monitor and next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has been very well controlled with A1C of 6.8% from 7.4%. Continue with the current regimen. We started her on Rybelsus for weight loss. We provided her with 3 milligram samples and the 7 milligrams of Rybelsus once added daily on an empty stomach and without other medications to help with her weight loss. Period. Next line, urinary tract infection. As previously stated in number one, we started her on Cipro 500 milligrams twice a day for 5 days. We will continue to monitor. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable. Continue with the current regimen. She is taking pravastatin 40 milligrams. Next line, obesity with BMI of 41.9. She has lost 1 pound since the last visit and weighs 229 pounds today. We encourage her to increase her physical activity and to follow a plant-based diet. Here, we started her on Rybelsus, Rybelsus, 3 milligrams once added daily and sent to the pharmacy a prescription of 7 milligrams. One tablet daily, period. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. And